Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Joined now by our good friend, whenever we're traveling and round about, whether it's in Green Bay or at Super Bowl, we always get a chance to talk to this guy, former Packer wide receiver, NFL Network analyst, our buddy James Jones, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. How you doing, James?
What's going on, my man? How you doing?
Well, we're doing okay. We're all trying to stay safe, stay distancing, and stay healthy, and hopefully come through this better for all this. But the NFL trudges on. I know you guys are busy getting ready for the NFL draft and such, but you know, the Packers, first and foremost, give me your thoughts on what the Packers have done this offseason in picking up Funchess, picking up Ricky Wagner, letting Blake Martinez go, Brian Bulaga go, getting Kirksey. Give me your thoughts.
I like what they did. I mean, you get Funchess, you get another big body guy on the other side of Devontae Adams that can win some one-on-ones, that's made some plays in the league, so that can add some depth to that wide receiver core. You get a big-time linebacker who's playing at a very high level in Kirksey before he got hurt. You just get a guy that could really do everything. You know, he can cover, he can cut down and tackle. He's a big body. So, you know, if he stays healthy, I mean, I think that'll be an addition. I mean, I wanted to see them try to keep Blake Martinez, but if you can't keep him, you get a player just as good, you know, for cheaper as well. So I love the things that they did in free agency. So I'm just waiting to see what they do in the draft.
Well, that's just it. In the draft, there's a lot of wide receivers in this draft. You know you need some additional weapons for Aaron Rodgers. And you and I talked about this at Super Bowl. It's not easy to get on the same page and have that kind of trust. So they need Funchess to offset what Devontae Adams does. But how difficult is it going to be for an incoming rookie, no matter how good he is, to come in and all of a sudden just be on that same page with Aaron Rodgers and really kind of alleviate some of the pressure for Devontae Adams?
I mean, it's going to be hard. I mean, I tell people all the time, man. I mean, me, Jordy, Randall, Donald, I mean, we played with 12 for so long. We talked to 12 every single day on field, off the field. So we knew what 12 was thinking in games before he was even thinking it. We knew once he looked at us exactly what he wanted us to do. And that takes time. That's not a year. That's not 2 years. That takes time. So, you know, when a young guy comes in there, I always encourage him, especially when they go to Green Bay with 12, man, it's not just on the field, man, off the field, in the meetings, man, stay after meets, he will stay after with you. He's a competitor. He wants to win. So just ask him, hey, man, can you stay after? Can we go over signals? Can you tell me what you were thinking on this route that we had miscommunication on? And you have to get on the same page with them. But I definitely think that's the route they have to go. They have to go get a receiver. You got Funchess. You got Devontae Adams. If you go get a guy that can run and make some plays on the outside, man, that's going to definitely help the offense heading in.
Now, you've got four guys coming up next year that are all going to get paid, or at least do paid. Kenny Clark, your defensive nose tackle. Then you've got David Bakhtiari. You know you've got Aaron Jones coming up, and then Corey Linsley. Two of the guys on the offensive line to protect Aaron Rodgers. In level of importance, who, if you're the general manager sitting there saying, man, I got to save some money to take care of this guy or a couple of guys, who on the level of importance are you trying to keep around?
First and foremost is Bakhtiari. You got to keep Bak around. I mean, shoot, if you want Aaron Rodgers to play for 5-6 more years, I mean, you got to keep Bakhtiari around, a guy that's been protecting him for a very long time and been out there holding down the island by himself, one-on-one with the best pass rushers in this game, in this business. So I would go Bakhtiari, and I would go Kenny Clark. I mean, you gotta get Kenny Clark signed for a long time, man. A very good young player, a key stone in that defense to build around, that causes problems, run stopper. I mean, just after the quarterback, you know, you gotta find a way to get him sold up.
Talking with our buddy James Jones, NFL Network analyst. You can follow him on Twitter at 89 Jones NTAF. So you know, Aaron Rodgers not getting any younger. We talked about this last year, a 13-3 season, first year in that system, second year coming up in the absorption of what Matt LaFleur had to put forth. You tell me, how much better do you expect this offense to be next year?
Man, I expect them to take a huge step, man. And, you know, to be honest with you, I just really expect them to be more consistent. You know, it's Aaron's second year going into the offense. He knows how LaFleur likes to call games. He understands, you know, certain situations, what he's trying to get to. You know, if he gets a couple more guys on the outside, you know, you got two very good young running backs. You got a star wide receiver. You get some help on the outside, man, and especially a guy that can run with some speed, man, what LaFleur likes to do with them deep shots down the field. I mean, this offense can explode, you know. And it's not just year two for Aaron. It's year two for Devontae. It's year two for Aaron Jones. It's year two for all those guys. So they're going to come into training camp not have to learn, not have to do anything like that. They're just going to have to add on to stuff, you know. And when you could just come into training camp and say, all right, this is what we did last year. We're going to add some extra stuff onto this stuff. That's what starts making that offense more dangerous. And then you get in there and you say, Aaron, look at last year you called these type plays and you adjusted to these plays. And Aaron's like, yep, now I can get to these and these and these. It's just a different feel that you have for an offense in year two.
Now around the rest of the league, you talk about guys much like Nick Foles coming into Chicago. They let go of Stephon Diggs in Minnesota, and yeah, I don't know if those teams are, you know, obviously the decaying defense in Minnesota as well. Are those teams better or worse than where the Packers stood at 13-3 last season?
I think the Bears are better with Nick Foles. You know, I just feel like Nick Foles is one of those guys who, you know, is going to come in there and understand exactly what Matt Nagy wants. You know, he knows he has a big-time defense behind him, so he can be able to, you know, it's okay to punt. So I think them getting Nick Foles, they got better, especially on the offensive side of the ball. I think that they'll probably beef up this offensive line and something like that in the draft and run the ball more. So I think they got better. I mean, Minnesota, it's hard that they got better letting go of a star wide receiver and Stephon Diggs. Now you got to go and try to replace him in the draft and get another guy on the other side of the season. So I'm gonna say they got worse. I mean, the best thing that they had going is if you get load up the box of Dalvin Cook, you got to figure out a way to man up Thielen and Diggs. Now it's okay, load that box up, take away Thielen. You know, so I don't think they got better.
Yeah, I don't think so either. I mean, I know they still have optimism in Minnesota. I see that. They were at their peak a couple of years ago. They did win a playoff game last year and got that monkey off their back, but they were strapped for cash, and I just don't know how, unless they really strike it in the draft, I just don't know if they're going to get much better than where they were last season. Give me your thoughts on Brady going to Tampa Bay and what the viability is for Tampa Bay actually looking for a Super Bowl.
I mean, obviously, it's hard to say you don't like it. but no, I'm just going off of what he has around him. I mean, he's coming into a situation to where he has two big number one wide receivers, because I believe Chris Godwin is a number one wide receiver. You have Mike Evans on the other side. You have O.J. Howard, who, if the switch comes on for him, you're talking about an all-pro tight end, you know, so he everything he wants over there to succeed. I just think for Tampa, like I tell people all the time, Tom Brady has won 6 Super Bowls. He's had a top 10 defense. He's had a top 10 defense 6 of those Super Bowls. You know, so as good as Tom Brady is and the games that he's won, he's always had a big-time defense. So if the defense doesn't stop anybody and the ball is always in Tom Brady's hands, I don't know how good they are going to be. So, you know, with what they have on offense, they need to go and they need to build up that defense. They signed back Pierre Paul, they signed back Sue, so they're trying to do the right thing over there. And in the draft, if they can get some more key guys on that defensive side of the ball, I think they're going to be in good shape.
So tell me about you guys right now. I mean, this is a really weird world that we live in because we don't see an end to this anytime soon. We're kind of going through the motions as if things are going to get back to normal within the next, hopefully, couple months. But what is it like right now with you guys, the NFL Network? I mean, everybody's working from home, but you're trying to get all your work done, and you're trying to at least hope, cross your fingers, that we actually have an NFL season, man.
Yeah, man, every day I wake up, man, I'm just hoping for some positive news, man, that, you know, we got this thing under control and, you know, everybody could kind of get back to normal, man. But right now over here, I'm in Arizona. We're just starting to record a lot of live, a lot of stuff on the computer and stuff like that to goes online and all that stuff for NFL Network. So that'll be coming soon. We're supposed to be starting on Saturday. Getting on some FaceTime stuff and you know, that stuff and discussing some of these football topics and things out there. But a lot of the work is going to be from home, man. So I've had a lot of free time on my hands. So I've destroyed one of my garages and turned it into a gym so I don't get too lazy.
Yeah, right.
I go in the backyard. I run around with boys, man, play some basketball and stuff like that, man. And just try to stay busy, man, try to make these days go by a little bit faster, man. But it's tough, man. A lot of us are so used to moving and getting up and going, and now we're just kind of trapped in the house trying to let this stuff pass. So, you know, I just keep encouraging people, everybody I talk to, man, stay in the house, man. It'll all pass. It'll be over before we know it. We'll be looking back on this like, man, when we were locked down, for those couple months, and, you know, now stuff is back to normal. So, you know, just make sure you're taking care of yourself.
Yeah, I know. Same thing, man. I've been preaching that. Try to stay well. Try to stay at home and get your stuff done and do what's right. And hopefully we all come out of this a little bit better. But, man, it's a tough time right now. Hey, James, I always appreciate you coming on. Thanks for taking a couple of minutes with us. Great to see you down in Miami, and we'll talk again soon, okay?
Perfect, man. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, pal. Talk to you soon. James Jones, former Packer wide receiver, NFL Network analyst, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been doing it. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.